Life is sweet and made even sweeter when spent with the ones you love. Savor the moment, big or small, with the delicious bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drink. Or for a new favorite sip, check out the full Starbucks ready-to-drink coffee lineup online or wherever you buy groceries. Because with Starbucks coffee, you're always ready for the right now.
All right, guys, what's going on? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, or better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And this is Kiana Watson, license number 317576, broker extraordinaire.
We're extraordinaire. Extraordinaire is in the building. And we are back. We're in Wakanda.
Listen, ATL Shorty.
ATL Shorty. We are at EYL headquarters studios in Atlanta. Shout out to Mike. We love you, Mike.
Appreciate you,
Mike, for letting us use the studio.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got a great show today.
Yes, we do. You know,
we're talking about Austin.
And, you know, we're hearing so many things about Austin. Like, they were just talking about how Austin is going to crash.
Absolutely. Look, shout out to Ian. Ian, we know we love you, right?
The master investor.
And the master investor was on Market Mondays, I think about a week ago, saying that the Austin real estate market is about to crash. And look, he's not the only person who thinks that.
They feel like it's an overinflated market. Mm-hmm. So we have an expert coming on to really talk about, I mean, he has a huge portfolio
Absolutely.
There. So have him talk about the market and what he thinks is going to happen.
Absolutely. So we're going to bring him on in a second. Throw some gems in the comments. We love y'all. We appreciate all of y'all for tapping in. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe this video. Send it to your people and make sure you tap in with the audio rants and gems. Leave a 5-star review, share it out, and let's make Rants and Gems the number one real estate podcast in the world. But before we bring in our special guests, let's do a couple quick housekeeping items. InvestFest.
Oh, yes. InvestFest.
Who got their tickets? InvestFest.
Listen, who has their tickets to InvestFest? Say it right now. I want to see some gems being dropped in the comments.
If you're coming to InvestFest, put some gems in the comment. Make sure you come by our booths. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to tell y'all my booth right now.
My booth number is 201. And I'm giving away $25,000 if you had InvestFest.
You for real? He's trying to show me up, y'all. Hold on.
Serious.
Hold
I'm giving out $25,000.
I know you lying. I know you not.
I'm that serious.
For real?
You're damn right.
Y'all, okay. I'm going to be
breaking news alert.
What? Okay. First of all, I have a lot going on. I ain't giving away $25,000.
I'm giving away $25,000. 5,000 five people.
I am giving away free trainings for my online academy.
That's worth more than $25,000.
So we are giving away some free trainings. And right now, I feel like he's trying to show me out. So we're giving away five free trainings.
There we go.
To our online real estate academy, Agent Tools for Success. And I also have a huge special announcement I'm doing on Saturday. I've been working on something special. So you come to my booth, you're going to be there for the great reveal. I'm going to let you guys know what time it's going to be. And I want to do some breakout sessions on my booth. I feel like people want to come and they want to learn a little bit.
I'm
going to have some scheduled breakout sessions so we can talk about getting your real estate license and how it is to be in real estate. I'm going to bring on, y'all know I know everybody in the real estate world.
I love it.
I'm going to have special guests at my booth. We're going to have some breakout sessions. We're going to have a good time.
Look, I'm looking forward to InvestFest.
This year, Vendables
is sold out. Please stop DMing me. You had your opportunity. I don't know. We've been promoting this for like 3 months now.
Yes, y'all have.
And been saying, get your Vendables. They're going to sell out.
Listen, they stalked me down to like, Kiana, hurry up and finish up your booth. Kiana, finish up your booth.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with your booth?
I'm like, Kiana, where's the logo? Need the booth, right? So, vendor is sold out. VIP is sold out. We only have general admission left. And I will highly advise you. Get your tickets because you never know. There might be another announcement.
And there could be someone bigger coming on. And I want to tell you guys, my booth is booth 122.
There we go.
Booth 122. And this year, last year, I only talked about Watson Realty Co. But this year, I'm going to have my booth. And we're going to talk about all my businesses, my investments. We're talking about Watson Realty Co., Watson Realty Development. Got some huge announcements coming there.
Love it.
Online training.
Shout out to Anthony.
Just everything that we have going on. But this year is different because last year I was on the panel. Mm-hmm. So last year, you know, I was getting questioned by MG. Yep. This year, I'm rolling with the big dogs, y'all.
Yes.
I have my own panel. So I will be interviewing some amazing women in business that are making power moves in real estate. And I am so excited to interview these phenomenal women and lead the ladies panel this year.
Yeah. So look, man, go to investfest.com, Somebody drop it in the comments for us, all right? If somebody put investfest.com, drop it in the comments right now. Go there, go to your tickets, and if you go to investfest.com, you can go to the itinerary. So you hit the tab, you go to the itinerary, and you'll see the exact lineup for the weekend of where everybody is speaking, what days. You know we got Tyler Perry. You know we got Steve Harvey. Look. You know we got Dan Cathy, who's a $7 billion man from Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
We got Charlamagne Tha God. We got the Ooh. Family, 19 Keys, the Master Investor. I mean, we got everybody, right? So go check it out, investfest.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate in my Troy voice because General Mission is going to be sold out sooner than later.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk. Let's get to real estate.
All right. Let's.
So that's what we're here for.
We really are here to talk about real estate. But I'm super excited about InvestFest because this year it's gonna be a vibe.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Like last year, I can't wait. I couldn't enjoy it. Y'all know I was filming. I couldn't enjoy it. This year, it's about to be a situation.
No, it's definitely gonna be a situation. So let's get into the market, right? Real quick before we bring in our special guest. Average 30-year fix today is 5.75% on a 30-year mortgage. And there was a report that came out, and I want to talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It said that home prices, June home sales fall 5.4% from May, as prices set yet another record. So the median home price as of June is $416,000 nationwide on average, and that's an increase of 13.4%.
Yes.
Now, this is a deceleration, right? But it's still up.
Yes.
Now, I think it's always a little bit of confusion when people see headlines like this, because it says in one sentence, June, the sales have fallen.
Correct.
5.4%. But then, comma.
The prices are up.
And it confuses people, right? So, Kiana, you are the broker extraordinaire. Can you please explain to the people, what does that mean when they say home sales have fallen?
When you're seeing home sales fall, what that's saying is we have less inventory. So you can't have a lot of sales if you don't have a lot of inventory. Mm-hmm. So across the nation, we still have historical lows when it comes to inventory on the market. Not to mention, the rates went up, and they went up sporadically about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And so we all can agree that we're in the middle of a recession, right? So people are recessing back. So some buyers are just taking a step back, but that doesn't stop the fact that the home prices are continuously rising and interest rates are continuously rising. Mm-hmm. So buyers are taking a step back because they just need to readjust their sales and get used to this new market and what it means. Mm-hmm. Because it was one thing for prices to go up, but now you got an interest rate that's going up too. Mm-hmm. So what I've noticed is, and I speak to brokers across the country, the buyers needed time to really say, okay, this is what our market is going to look like. And now we're seeing buyer demand back up. Mm-hmm. Homes are still being sold, but we still have historical lows. We still don't have enough inventory to meet the demand of the amount of buyers that are shopping in this market. And because buyers have 5% interest rates, they've been a little bit more picky.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, you have to present to me an immaculate product for me to pay hot top dollar and have a high interest rate. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're seeing that the sales have gone down, because buyers are just moving a little slower. They're a little slower to pull the trigger, but that doesn't necessarily mean the market is shifting to a buyer's market. We still have historically low inventory.
No, 100%. And I think we got to be careful with the fear mongering.
Yeah. Right?
There's a lot of fear mongering happening, a lot of clickbait headlines. You guys got to do your research.
Absolutely.
And dig a little deeper in some of this information.
Yeah.
Like there was a headline that came out, I think it was a week ago, that they were saying buyers are canceling contracts at a record price.
Yes. I read that article.
At 15%. It's the highest since the pandemic started. Well, the pandemic started, right?
Yes.
But if you read the article, right, and if you really do your research on that topic, if you look at on average over the past 10 years, buyers' contracts, they've been canceling contracts on average 11-12%.
Exactly.
On average, every single year.
And they continuously, let me tell you, if you are a real estate broker, you are used to cancellations. I don't even count the deal. So like, it's almost like the day before closing, and I still don't count it then. Yeah. People walk away from deals all the time. So we've only
had- And it can be various different reasons.
Some of it is just they changed their minds, their circumstances have changed. You're talking about a 3% increase from what's normal.
Exactly.
So what they're reporting, but they're making it seem like 15% is this huge brand exactly. through number, where really 12% is the average. So don't go for the clickbait because it confuses people.
Absolutely. But also look at reasons why. Anything can happen in a deal to make the quote unquote buy cancel. What if the appraisal came in low? What if the title wasn't right? Right? Yes, they could have got declined because of a higher rate. Right?
Yeah.
It could have been, they could have got declined because they opened up a new credit card or bought a new car and increased their DTI. So those type of statistics and those type of clickbait type of articles that you see online, just be very careful. Don't let that stop, that fear mongering stop you from pursuing your dreams of ownership.
Yes.
If you want to invest, if you want to buy a primary residence, we've been saying this for God knows how long.
And
just
I
be
keep
smart.
Saying it.
Just
and
be smart.
I just talked about it on my live last night. I was just telling people, don't allow anybody to rush your process or scare you out of your right to own property. You don't have to rush into buying property, but you sure need to plan your way into becoming a homeowner. And by doing that, if you're planning, that means you're watching the interest rates, you're watching what's going on in the market, you're listening to trusted advisors, and you are taking your time, but you're also moving at a pace that makes sure you don't have paralysis. Like you're actually going to execute sometime soon and buy a property.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that it's important that we share that, like our personal things that we have going on, like you're renovating a property. I have an investment property. I have another investment property. Mm-hmm. I'm under contract right now. I'm closing.
Shit, I got two buildings.
I'm closing in a week. Right, yeah. I got another house. Like we are consistency in investing in real estate. I can tell you, even for me, like that cash flow is something you're going to want, right?
Cash flow is king, and we all know that, right? So I've been on record. Kiana's been on record. We've always been telling you guys this is probably going to be the greatest opportunity for real estate investors.
Yes.
Like in the history of the world, because a lot of regular buyers are just going to start falling back.
Oh, I agree.
The Feds are going to raise rates next week, and you're going to see interest rates go a little bit higher, and that's going to pull back buyer demand. But who's still going to be out there? The investors. So,
oh, yeah.
Guys, there will be deals coming up. You just got to be smart. Do your due diligence and do your homework.
I gave them an example the other day. Like one of my properties, I was like, I'm going to sell it. Make me some money. Put it on the market. The Brookhaven House. Y'all know about the Brookhaven House. I like to lead by example because, you know, I don't cap on this app.
So,
I want y'all, like, I'm telling you what's real, like, with in real life, what's happening. I put it on the market to make some money. The market did not reply well to me, my house on the market. So, I'm like, I'm not going to just give my house away. So, I took it back off the market, but now I have a short term renter in there for 2 months and I'm cash flowing $2,200 for 2 months and I made them pay up front. So, I'm making $4,200 and that's after I pay the expenses of carrying the property. And I don't have to do nothing but just let them in the door. Absolutely. So real estate is still, in my opinion, the fastest way to build generational wealth. And the area that I purchased in, the values are still up 16% because it's so close to the city of Atlanta. So there, if I was in a rush to sell, I just would have gave my house away and gave away all my equity. I'm not in a rush to sell. I'm a smart investor. I'm going to sell when the market is right. And I want you guys to do the same thing. If you have an asset and you're thinking about selling right now and the market is not responding well, you know what market is responding well? The rental market.
Oh.
The rental market, those numbers are up. So reconsider selling your property. And I'm a broker, so I get paid when you sell. So trust me, I'm just giving you advice that's real pure advice. Reconsider selling your asset and think about putting it in the rental space so you can make some income.
Look, let me tell you guys, landlords will always win.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So make sure you do your due diligence. Don't let the fear mongering stop you and keep going, because in our community, we need to own real estate and we are ownership advocates. We don't care if you don't buy, if you do buy, whatever, because a lot of people will say, oh, if you're a broker, they're transactional. Don't listen to them, right? Look, we just want our people to win.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. And if you choose to listen to us and you buy smart, then you win.
Good for you.
And if you don't, good for you too.
God bless
you. Either or.
We wish you well.
We wish you well. We're going to do well regardless, all right?
So let's talk about this Austin market.
Let's talk about the Austin market, right?
So I've heard such great things about Austin.
Austin is, from what I hear, I've never visited.
Me either.
But I hear it's a vibe.
Me too.
It's a great city. But it's all over the news as one of these markets that is going to crash.
I keep hearing that too.
And we thought it was fitting that we bring on an expert, right? So we're going to bring on our guy, right? I just want to kind of break this down to you. He's going to blow you guys away because he's been dubbed by Forbes magazine as the oracle of Austin real estate. This man has started from delivering pizzas, y'all, and flipping burgers, and started off with a $3,000 loan. And now he is the oracle of Austin real estate.
That's inspirational.
That's like, if he can do it, anyone could do it.
Absolutely.
So his story is incredible. He currently owns, I think, 492 units. He's developing 600,000 square feet of industrial space, right? Which is less than a mile or 8 miles from Tesla's factory. He's already broke ground on a 24,000 square foot boutique office space. I mean, the man is just doing everything, right? Like, he's doing everything. So we're going to bring our guy on right now so that way he can kind of give you a better idea of what's going to happen in this Austin market. Because, look, we've never visited the market.
Never.
We hear the speculation like everyone else on this app and all other apps across the world. So we like to bring the people who are really doing things on our show.
Yeah.
Our people, we vet them fully. What they say they do,
they actually do.
Right? And so who are we going to listen to?
I'm going to listen to people that are actually doing what they say they're doing.
Actually doing it, right? And there's no disrespect to nobody, right? But a lot of people are not owning these markets. So I don't feel like they're qualified to even have an opinion unless they're actually in these markets every single day.
I agree.
Vetting out deals and actually buying and owning deals.
Oh, I agree. Market, right? And he's doing exactly what he says he's doing.
Absolutely, y'all. So throw some gems in the comments for our guy, Ari. We're going to bring you on. Ari, can you hear us?
I can hear you great. Thanks for having me.
What's going on, brother?
How are you today?
What's going on? Living the dream.
Living the dream, alive and blessed.
All of us.
Yeah, another, as we said before, kind of when we were backstage, every day above ground is a blessed day.
It's a blessed day, man. So look, we want you to introduce yourself to our audience before we get into this conversation. So that way they understand why the Forbes magazine called you the oracle of Austin real estate.
I appreciate that. I mean, I remember waking up reading that headline and rolling over and showing my wife and saying, I guess I'm an oracle. I'm not entirely sure what that means. The only oracle I know is the Oracle of Omaha, which is Warren Buffett, which are I think pretty big shoes to fill. But it was nice of them to say that, especially for a kid, as you mentioned, that, you know, definitely shouldn't have made it. I mean, I started this company with a $3,000 loan when I was in law school. I flipped burgers through high school, you know, delivered pizzas through college. And a lot of people don't know, but I had to go to 2 community colleges before I was even accepted into Texas A&M University.
Oh, wow.
And when I graduated from A&M, I didn't have enough money to go to law school. So I had to sell cars on a used car lot for 9 months just to save enough money to go to law school. And while I was there, I started, working on the construction sites at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, driving to school, coming back and, you know, working, I mean, just inhumane hours. And now we have either right now or let's say in the next 6 months or so, we'll have over $1 billion in new construction coming out of the ground. We own over 600 acres of undeveloped land in the Austin area. I own 100% of my company. Never sold any equity out at the corporate level. And we're on track to do $3 billion of new acquisitions in the next 24 months.
Impressive. That, drop some gems in the comments. That is impressive.
And you started flipping burgers.
Flipping burgers. Johnny Rockets.
Shout out to Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny Rockets. Shout out to Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza. And I'll tell you one thing, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
That is my life quote.
And I'll tell you, I will still go to toe with anybody on flipping a burger at Johnny Rockets or making a Domino's pizza. I still think I make the best pizza in America. And I say that to you is that you have to know kind of where you are in life. And before you can be a leader, you have to be a great follower. And I was very fortunate to have great mentors. Most of them were in books. I was actually an English major. Didn't really take a math class or a business class. Like I can always do the math in my head. And it's important to know where you are in your life and, you know, not to kind of get too big for your britches, because, you know, real estate, people ask me, how do you make a lot of money in real estate? And I tell them, you know, you have to have one of two things, either start with a lot of money or have a lot of time. And, you know, being young, a lot of the people listening to this that are wondering, you know, how can I build this thing? And I assure you, if a kid with a massive speech impediment and, you know, not a pot to piss in can do it, I assure you, all of you listening to this are a lot smarter than me and have a lot more capability than I do. So whatever it is, the first thing you got to do is do it.
Well, listen, you gave us a mouthful. I really want to hear more about, like, how did you go from flipping burgers and now I'm sure you started with that one property and now you're with this $1 billion development. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's my grandpa used to say, how do you eat an elephant, right? It's one bite at a time. And the most important thing is, you know, I find is you got to know where you're going, because, you know, you have to have real tangible goals. And, you know, the difference between a dream and a goal is, you know, is a plan and writing it down literally and knowing exactly where you're going. So every day doesn't feel monotonous and every day you don't feel small. Every day you feel like you're laying a brick, and people say, oh, Rome wasn't built in a day. But in reality, every day they laid a brick. Right. And that's and that's really the key. So for me, when I got that $3,000, I started in a little city in Spring Branch, Texas, you know, north of San Antonio, where I was going to law school. And I saw this guy's name. His name is Mitch Dugan, who's still a friend to this day. His name was on all these, you know, sides of all these different houses that were being built and being for sale. And I literally went and knocked on his door. And, you know, don't be fooled. Old school still works. Pick up the phone, call someone, DM them, whatever you have to do to get in front of them. And I prefer the cold call, because people don't do it anymore. And I assure you, it's cold calling is not dead. It's alive and well. And so I literally just showed up his door and said, look, I don't have credit, don't have much. I have a little bit of my scholarship money and I have a few $1,000. And if I buy this little lot for $4,000, you know, can I work on the construction side? And would you do it for cost? And whatever we sell it for, we split the profits 50-50. And he said, yes. So I was literally on the ground every day, you know, on the site building. We did one, sold it, made some money, did two, sold it. And by my third year of law school, we were doing a lot more than that, but something. then 2008 hit, and what I thought was going to be walking away with, you know, $4 or $5 million to my net worth went to zero overnight. He was gracious enough to sign on all the loans and give me my $3,000 and my hat back and said, good luck, kid. And he was able to have the liquidity to hold our houses and ended up doing very well. And my wrestling coach growing up, and I was a mediocre wrestler at best, but, you know, his cousin was the head of all conduit lending at Credit Suisse. And So, you know, they're kind of Italian, you know, cousins. And he kind of vouched for me and moved me up to New York City. And I started to, you know, work alongside literally the greatest real estate minds in the history of mankind. And I did whatever it took. It meant picking up their kids, walking. I used to stand in front of one of my mentors' apartment at 6 o'clock in the morning in New York, just waiting for the 10-minute walk that he would walk from his apartment to his office, just to have, you know, 10 minutes with him. To learn whatever I could learn. And don't let anybody kid you, proximity is power. So the closer that you are to power, the closer you are to the people that you want to emulate, the more that it rubs off. Just like all of our moms told us growing up, you know, don't hang out with those kids. It's going to rub off on you. And
right.
You know, what's the old saying? You know, you lay with pigs and you expect not to get dirty, right?
Correct.
And so that works the other way too. So being alongside them along those years and just doing whatever I could. And first and foremost, checking my ego and learning to be a good follower and knowing that there's no task too small, and treating it with a high level of diligence and a supreme amount of integrity, led to great relationships. I believe relationships really rule the world. And, you know, when people like you, they make an excuse to do business with you. It's just how the world works.
Absolutely.
You know, and, after training, I would say, you know, my dad called it elevation training, you know, in New York City. I was born and raised in Austin. It's my hometown. And when Google Fiber decided to choose Austin as their beta city to lay $1 billion of hardware to bring the fastest internet in the world, that was the real economic indicator for me that my hometown has the potential to become the next Silicon Valley. So we started investing in Austin back in 2013 and raising capital from, you know, from friends and family and just investing alongside other investors, little pieces. And it snowballed into something that I don't think a lot of people expected. It to be. And y'all said something before that that I want to clarify is that, is Austin going to experience a correction? Is Austin a boom town? Is whatever?
Let's get into that.
The answer is a resounding fuck no. Excuse me.
Let's get into some empirical data.
Let's talk about data here. Okay. So Apple is spending $1 billion to build their campus on 140 acres. It will not deliver until 2025. Oracle just announced their headquarters in Austin. They will not have their entire employee base there until 2027. Google's 1.2 million square foot office building is not even done, meaning that is all the people we're projecting 180,000 new employees coming to Austin over the next 10 years. So if Austin is going to experience a correction, it's not within the next 7 to 10 years. Everything that goes up must come down fine. So when you look at the macroeconomics of the United States and watching the housing market slow down, watching interest rates go up, being in an inflationary environment, you're also watching one of the largest population migration trends coming from the East and West Coast is in the Sun Belt. So at a macro level, you look at all these things happening at a dismal point. Well, all those people are moving somewhere, and that place is called Austin, Texas.
Look, you said a whole mouthful, right?
Go ahead.
So Austin, Texas, the rent is up 20% year over year, right? Do you think that's going to continue to increase with everything that you just said?
No question. Moving no in? Question. Austin is not a city. Austin is a town on steroids. And there's only so much Austin. So we own 318 acres in the Kyle MSA in a city called in the Austin MSA in a city called Kyle. So Kyle, as the crow flies, is about 15 miles south of Austin on I-35. So I think we're still the largest landowners in Kyle, but one of the largest landowners. Okay. And we're building a huge master plan community with a concept that we call futuristic suburbanism, which we believe is the future of living for in a post.
Break that down for our people.
Futuristic suburbanism is effectively, and we own the trademark on the term, and it's the ethos of what we're doing in the master plan build for rent community space. Effectively, all the things that you would need in order to survive from a basic human necessity will be in one master plan, meaning we'll have a commercial space that'll have a small grocery store, you know, maybe the size of like a 7-Eleven, a coffee shop, a little barbecue spot, a brewery, 60 acres of green space for hiking and all the amenities you need. We actually have the elementary school for Kyle that we're building on our site, along with houses and apartments, to where if you need to stay within a pocket community, you can in the event of another pandemic or anything of the sort. So this thesis, we are creating the prototype within Kyle to then spread across the United States. So Kyle was ranked the number one fastest city in the United States of America by the most recent Census Bureau. And the county was also the fastest growing county in the United States of America. Okay. So what's happening is the median housing price within Kyle right now is still only $395,000. So when you talk about these other markets in the Californias, the New Yorks, Miami, Atlanta, it's still very affordable with respect to the other cities. Yes, you have a 15-minute commute, but most people in the country are used to commuting on average 38 minutes. So with all of these, all this confluence of events and 165 people a day moving to Austin and have been over the last 10 years, you can see that just the population increase alone is going to continue to drive the market up just due to supply and demand.
So you got the live, work, play. Concept going on there. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and Elon said it recently too, is that so they built the largest gigafactory in the world there, you know, next to 600,000 square foot development that we're building right now, as I think you mentioned. But we've invested in 38 cities, 12 states, 7 different asset classes, and 2 different countries. Okay. And we believe Austin to be And really, when I say Austin, I really mean the MSA, meaning Round Rock, where Dell's headquarters is, all the way down to Kyle and the surrounding areas, and Taylor, where Samsung's new plant is, which is costing $17 billion. So a $17 billion plant alone in Taylor, Texas, which is about 20 minutes from Austin, alone has the potential to employ 25,000 people. The plant is not even going to be done again until 2026. So when you talk about the market crashing and all this stuff, people clearly aren't doing their homework. I'm a math data freak. You know, we're actually a technology company that does real estate, if that makes sense. So this is all from machine learning, artificial intelligence, data collections that we've been doing, you know, for the better part of 7 years. And so boom towns, that word insinuates a bust. And will there be corrections and price stabilizations? Yes, but not for the foreseeable future. And that's just math. That's not an opinion.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And one of the key indicators is always employment, right?
Yes.
What companies are coming there and bringing their operations? And I mean, you listed at least five
Let me just give you the top ones. Just in the past year, Oracle, the little company that you may or may not have heard of, moved their global headquarters to Austin. And Oracle, so for example, Tesla, if Tesla went bankrupt today, you would buy another car. If Oracle went bankrupt, the world would shut down, meaning the software used at 95% of the restaurants in the United States is Oracle software. Subways run on Oracle software. Gas stations run on Oracle software. Their headquarters is now in Austin. That's one. Tesla moved their global headquarters, which means SpaceX and SolarCity and all of them are on their way. Meta just signed the largest lease in the history of their company 2 months ago in downtown Austin, 560,000 square feet that will take them 3.5 years to populate. These aren't exactly small companies. Whole Foods, which is Amazon's largest acquisition in the history of the company for $13.2 billion, is founded and headquartered in Austin. The Amazon's largest distribution hub in the southern United States is 30 miles south of Austin. When you take all of these things together, it makes it pretty hard for somebody that's done their homework to make the case that Austin is going to experience a correction anytime in the near future.
Mm. Wow.
You said a whole mouthful there.
You really did. And I find it very interesting. I was just reading here that according to CoStar, it says that Austin has doubled its construction over the last year, and it's expected to add 15,827 new units to the multifamily market.
That's light.
What's your projections on it?
I have to go back and look at my notes to give you a number. You know, for me the details matter. I don't want to give an exact number, but I want to talk about something else with the housing market and the housing market slowing down. Because that's another hunk of bullshit that we can talk through too. So if you look at the population growth of the United States of America and the houses that have been developed to support the population growth in the US, we are at the lowest number in the history of America for houses being developed in terms of population growth. We actually are 15 million houses short, 15 million for where we should be in terms of our current population and the population growth trajectory. So although we are experiencing a quote unquote slowdown at the moment, we are still 15 million houses short of what's actually needed to support our growing population. So whatever slowdown we're seeing is a function of interest rates rising at the moment, which will stabilize to combat inflation. Once that stabilization actually occurs, which we think it'll occur in the next 6 to 9 months, when that occurs, you're going to watch this begin to surge again. And as soon as construction costs begin to slow down, we're watching lumber very closely. Lumber is slowing down. Lumber prices are beginning to stabilize again. You're going to watch another major upsurge. So even though interest rates are rising on the 30-40 year horizon, we're still in one of the lowest interest rate environments in the history of the U.S. Under Jimmy Carter, rates hit 18%, and people were still printing money. So we have to keep these things in perspective. you know, when we start to make bold statements where money basically has been free when you calculate actually inflation and a bunch of other factors still under this market. So if you're buying a deal right now that 75 basis points hike is screwing up your deal, you have no business doing that deal.
I definitely agree. So what are the three tips that you can give our audience to buy, to invest in today's market?
So right now, this is the moment to pause and reflect. Okay. This is the moment to do your homework. And I'll tell you, there are so many free resources out there. I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I watch personally still to this day of understanding markets. I watch free classes at MIT and Yale and Harvard of watching the greatest professors in the world talking about economics and finance and, you know, real estate and these things. Is that I urge people to invest in themselves, invest in their education. People think that investing has to do with putting money into something. Why not invest in you? You're the most important asset. You are the asset. So if you're not investing in you, what prayer do you have of investing money?
Yeah, I love it.
This is the energy we needed, because it's the truth. No, it's the, you know, you have to invest in your own personal development before you can even think about investing. So I really do love
that. And this is a great, I would look at it as a great opportunity, you know, to do that. There's many routes to get, you know, to get to the end result, but it really is so personal of what you want to do. Like, I knew that I wanted to build communities. I'm an artist in my heart. I sketch a lot of these buildings and look through the color schemes and, you know, look for what we can do to fill the voids in the marketplace, because I'm obsessed with my end user tenants experience. Like, quite literally, that's where I spend my time, is making sure that I can create an experience that makes people want to live in these areas. And there's an old saying on Wall Street that bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. Yeah. So I'm not looking to go find the biggest returns and the biggest whatever. I'm looking to create great value. And right now, when we're experiencing this level of volatility, things are changing, it's the best opportunity to sit back and really watch the market and get really smart on the data, get really smart on the markets that you want to be in, find your competitive edge. And then once you're there, ready.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Like a sniper, you strike.
So invest in yourself first and foremost, study your market, and execute.
And remember that everybody's journey is different. And everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses, or maybe keep you up with the Kardashians these days, or whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know, and you need to run your own race, and you need to look at what you can do, where you are at that moment. And one of the best tracks to that is getting your real estate license. You know, starting out, and I always, you know, urge people, get a license in something.
This is something we say all the time.
All the time.
People get a license.
How do I start in real estate? It's like, go spend $250 and become a professional.
Get a license, join a house, watch some people. And that doesn't mean quit your day job either. People think that I have to quit my own job all of a sudden like during the day is when you pay the bills and you keep the lights on, and early mornings and nights and weekends is when you build your life. And so they're not mutually exclusive. This is just reality. And I've lived there. And if you're not prepared to work hard, it doesn't really matter. It's never going to happen. Being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. I heard it said a while ago, and I just love this definition, is being an entrepreneur is jumping off the side of a mountain and building a plane on the way down.
Yes.
Yep.
So be prepared for it to be hard, and don't wish for it to be easier. Wish to be stronger. wish to have more courage.
Yes.
Look.
He dropped so many gems. You are a certified gem dropper.
Ari, you're talking real big, heavy game right now. We're both licensed professionals. We invest. We're entrepreneurs. We run multiple different things. We're successful in our right. And we tell people this all the time. Like, when did it become such a bad thing to have a license and be a professional? I don't know. What the hell is going on in this world? And I'm like,
I mean, we live in a world where people are, look, I'm the oldest millennial. I'm J. Cole's middle child, right? I'm literally stuck in the middle of two generations. Like, quite literally, I'm 40. I turned 40 a couple months ago. I'm literally the oldest millennial. So, like, I have the, like, I'm like the young guy to all the real estate people, but I'm the old guy to all the kids. So I have like some identity crisis.
I'm 44.
That's me too. I'm 40.
And so people have forgotten to work. And I don't know how or where that happened, but this is not easy. Don't expect it to be easy. And work and find a little niche, whether that's through, you know, leasing apartments. And then while you're leasing the apartment, oh, I'm just leasing apartments and I wish I owned 40 apartment buildings. No, walk through the apartment, figure out what, you know, what they're using for flooring. Look at what the countertops are, ask some questions and use that as a way instead of belittling yourself and, you know, figuring out all the reasons why you're, you know, not happy. Use those as opportunities to be grateful that you're in that moment, that we're in this country. There's a billion people in the world that are living on under a dollar a day and people are complaining about a job that they have. That doesn't work for me.
No, I agree. I agree with you. People are just lazy nowadays.
I got nothing in common with them.
Yeah, none at all. None at all. They can't sit at these tables.
And it's really about working hard, working smart, and understanding that you have to start somewhere. Everybody wants to start and be the boss from the beginning. You have to first start being the worker first before you can build the structure to be the boss.
As I said earlier to you, I agree with you 100%. And as I said earlier, being a great leader means being a great follower. There's nothing wrong with that. All the greatest anything of anything were first following a great leader or a bad one that either taught them what not to do or taught them what to do. One way or another, you need to learn to do that and accept it with dignity. And when you accept that with dignity, it attracts more and allows you to think of your position in a better light where you can cultivate more confidence in order to be more successful. And the most important thing in this whole conversation, aside from working hard, because without working hard, there's nothing to talk about. So put that aside, is you need to write down what is your goal. And I'm not talking about on your iPad or your iPhone. I'm talking about with a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper and read that shit every morning and every afternoon and know where you're going. So if you're sitting there flipping burgers like I was, I assure you, I knew I was going to be a billionaire one day.
Absolutely.
And no doubt. Anybody that knows me, so we were 10 years old, I said I was going to be a billionaire, period. I didn't know how. I had no money. But when I was flipping burgers, I said every burger that I flip well and every burger that I sell is one step closer to being a billionaire.
Yeah, no, look, I think you're spot on with writing down your goals. Our business partner, Rashad, shout out to Rashad and Troy.
Yes, we saw that.
He put out a post today. He started Earn Your Leisure with the action plan in writing. He actually posted it on his Instagram, the actual paper that he wrote it down, the actual plan.
Hand to paper.
To start the Earn Your Leisure podcast. This was 42 months ago.
Love it.
42 months ago, wrote down the pen and pad. And now today, everything he wrote down, we have done 10x of what we exceeded. So I 100% agree with what you're saying right now.
It worked. It's physics. It's like people think that's some like motivational guru kind of shit. It's not. Look, literally energy will flow to where you're focuses. So if you focus on your bills and this and all the things you don't have, that's all you're going to attract. That's all you're going to think about. But if you think about those things, and that's not some cheesy tagline. So if you want to be, own a bunch of investment properties, you want to do all those things, write it down. Write it down on paper and read it so that you know what those stepping stones look like. But I will tell you, you said something earlier when I was backstage. This is about generational wealth. Okay. If you look at the Forbes 400, over 73% of the Forbes 400, no matter where they made their money, put their money in real estate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because last I checked, they're not making any more land. That might be true in Dubai. They actually are making more land in the water.
Yeah, they're building land.
Aside from Dubai, they're building land. And you just have to start by starting. I mean, it's really that simple. And as I said, urging people to get their licenses, to do that, to do the research. And it also doesn't hurt to save a couple bucks, to take those extra classes and educate your mind. Because at the end of the day, money comes and goes. And trust me, I've been rich, I've been poor. It's the same cheeseburger.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
The same cheeseburgers taste the same, no matter if you up or down.
Yes.
And something important that you said, and something we speak about all the time. If the stock market goes up and down, you lose your money, right? It's gone. It disappears. You don't see it, right? Unless you sell it.
Correct.
Now, with real estate, it doesn't matter what happens in the market because
it's tangible.
It's tangible. It's brick and mortar. You can still go drive by and see the house.
Another way to say it is real estate is insulated from global risk. Mm. It's insulated. And by the way, when you go into an inflationary environment, okay, and basically people really misunderstand what inflation is and what recession is, okay?
Break it down. Recession
is a very technical term. Recession means, people think recession means the markets are bad. Bullshit. Recession means 2 consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. That's what a recession is. And so are we in recession right now? No, technically. Will we probably be in it very soon? And we might be in it based upon the earnings that have not been reported? Possibly. Mm-hmm. But these are terms that people throw around very loosely, and words mean something. You need to weigh your words when you say those types of things.
Everybody type in the comments. Weigh your words. We like that.
I like that. Weigh your words.
It's a fact.
Because we're hearing it all over the news. It's everywhere. Every article you open, everything. We're in a recession.
This is clickbait sensationalism. People are more obsessed with looking rich than being rich. Anybody's writing an article is writing headlines that are not correlated. Did you know that most of the press, there's an individual that writes the article and a separate team that writes the headline?
No,
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Crazy. You are dropping so many gems. So whoever writes the headline is just there for the clickbait. Has nothing to do with the article.
Maybe I'm not the Oracle of Austin.
Say it again.
So look, let's talk a little, because you're doing multifamilies, you're doing these PUDs, right? How are you, if somebody wants to invest into Austin today and looking at multifamilies, How would you recommend them analyzing that deal to make sure? Because you said something earlier, and so if the deal goes up by 70, if the rates go up by 75 basis points and that kills your deal, you shouldn't invest with it.
Correct.
Right? So what are the things that are you looking at when you're investing in these multifamily deals?
Sure. So look, existing multifamily, vintage multifamily, or they call value add, is kind of our bread and butter. On an asset by asset basis, we own more multifamily than anybody in the city of Austin. And I don't count doors. What I was doing, and I haven't really said this to anybody, but I'll share it with you. I like you all.
I appreciate it.
We like you too, Ari.
Really. I've been called worse. So we weren't looking on door count. We wanted to be bigger than local investors, but smaller than private equity. So when we were buying, smaller units with 40 doors, 60 doors, 90 doors, 16 doors, some of these tracts sit on 5.5-6 acres in the heart of Austin. So really what I was doing what's called a covered land play. And people thought I was buying apartments, but I was buying land.
Mm. Mm.
So your play is look for the apartments that have the land, basically. Because now you can add more apartments to that land and add more value.
Well, you cash flows. You're being paid to wait.
Paid to wait. Y'all write that in the comments. Make sure that you invest so you can get paid to wait.
And you system that cash flow. Cash flow is king. And by the way, people say, oh, I'm doing this, that, and the other. Look, if I'm cash flowing 7-8% on a deal, you couldn't pay me to sell.
Exactly.
Why? Kill the golden goose for what?
Yep. Doesn't make any sense.
Do the math. You make 7% a year compounded over 10 years, you're doubling your money.
Absolutely.
On the cash flow, and you yield out completely on the deal. By the time you sell the property, every dollar is yours.
And that's how you build generational wealth, my people. If you did not listen to Ari, what he just said is exactly what we've been preaching over and over on this on our podcast.
Look, we got 1,000 people here watching this live. We need everybody to like, comment, share this to your people, because Ari's here dropping a lot of information that we need to get this out to our community. Go ahead, Ari. You was about to say something.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, just following along with what you all said, and another thing that I think is really important for staying very disciplined, you know, in the approach, is don't be scared to go slow. You know, be more scared of not moving, if that makes sense. You know, you know, going slow is there's something beautiful about going slow, because if you look at the greatest athletes in the world, you know, it's not how fast you can do something, it's how slow. Look at guys like Luka or LeBron that can control the speed of the game. So sometimes Luka looks like he's walking in slow motion through traffic, or but in reality, the slower that you can go is actually the sign of mastery.
Wow.
Okay. You can go is a sign of mastery.
Because now you're controlling the game and you're controlling the pace.
It's all good. It's a live show. It happens.
It happens.
What happened just here? I lost something. There we go.
We can still see you. All right.
Difficulty. but it has to. So the speed, people think that things need to happen fast. And that's not the, it's like, so think about it. When you're working out, how much harder is it to do those squats super, super slow and really watch your speed versus just trying to drop down and just think about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It brings in all the ancillary muscles, little muscles you didn't even know existed, and the weight is lower. So going slow is actually wisdom. Mm. Doesn't mean that you're behind. And by going slow, you also decrease the chances of mistakes, because you're watching, you're careful, you're dotting the I's or crossing the T's or however that you want to look at that. And people mistake having a lot of income with being wealthy. They are two completely different things.
Break it down for us.
Break it down for you right now. There's people right now that are in, we'll use athletics just as low hanging fruit, that are making 10, 20, 50 million bucks a year, whatever the number is, $5, $10 million a year. Well, if you're a W-2 employee living in California, New York, 50, 60% of that money is going to the IRS. So it's gone. Okay. Then you start living this lifestyle where you're spending money, your bills are higher, et cetera. Okay. That doesn't mean you're wealthy. Wealth, the day you become wealthy, okay, is the day that your passive income covers all your basic minimum needs. Mm.
That is the definition
of being wealthy.
Mm. Your passive income.
When your passive income can cover all of your basic minimum needs. And I urge people to live within the passive income means when they reach that level, when they get to that point, because when you do that, everything else is saved.
Yes.
All the money you make in your day job, when you flip another property, just keeps going back in the system. So just because you have all that money and you're spending it, nothing else is coming in, you're still a laborer, high paid laborer. But you're a laborer.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you tear your Achilles or blow out your knee and you have this big contract, you get cut, then what?
You have no freedom at that point.
Yeah.
You're just trapped in rat race.
Freedom, because at the end of the day, now you're working to keep up with the lifestyle, and you have to work to earn the money to keep up with
how many times have we seen this?
Over and over.
It's become almost a cliche.
Over and over.
It happens more often than not, which is a tragedy. So we can't mistake those things together. So that cash flow is king, but not for the reason people necessarily always think it is. Think, oh, we're going to create cash flow. And that's towards these jargonly buzzwords. But the key is how you utilize that cash flow and how you utilize your lifestyle within the parameters of what the cash flow is at that moment.
Yes.
Yeah, no, look, I think what you said, you're wealthy when your passive income cover your basic needs. That is a fact. And this is why we always encourage our people to invest.
Yes.
Right? Invest your money. Don't go to Dubai. Don't go to Jamaica.
Please don't.
Like, it's cool to have trips and have fun and do all this good stuff.
I've never been on a vacation in my life, so I don't understand. I don't understand what that is. I got too much work to do, so I don't know what everybody else is doing, but I got work to do.
Look, you sitting here on $1 billion, so I think you've earned the right to go on
respectfully.
Excuse us,
$2 billion.
$2 billion, right?
$2 billion.
I think you deserve the right to go on vacation, brother. Let me correct myself with that one, please. My apologies.
No, that was the peace sign. That was the peace sign.
Yeah, that was the peace sign.
I should have gone like this.
I just love your work ethic and I love your energy, and you're just giving people. It's like you have mastered this. Like you're creating wealth. You're creating opportunity. And what I really admire about you is you know these damn numbers. Like, I feel like nobody can challenge you about the Austin market at all at this point. And that is admirable because a lot of people don't know their markets. And I talk about this to my agents all the time. Know your market so you can be that market leader and make decisions.
And don't be the jack of all trades. That's the other thing, right? It's like you said, know your market.
Yes.
And just know your market. Like, you ask me, invest in in Europe. I don't know Europe. I'm not investing in Europe. I don't even invest in Florida. Florida's a great market for a lot of people. Unbelievable market. Growing Miami, Orlando, Tampa, going gangbusters. I don't touch it. Why? I don't know it. There's a lot of people way better than me in those markets, and I don't have a competitive edge, so I don't invest there.
So what is your keys to, because you're in what, 13 cities?
We've invested in 38 cities, 12 states, 7 different asset classes, and 2 countries.
So what is your key to success of, besides knowing the market, obviously doing your research, right? Because you got to build the team out there. There's a lot of moving parts. So what are your keys to success with doing out-of-state investing?
Strategic alliances.
Okay.
Alliances. Finding subject matter experts. Finding subject matter experts within those markets. Leaving your ego at your house and going to sit with the people that know, shut your fucking mouth, listen to what they're saying, do your homework. As Ronald Reagan said, trust, then verify. And once you're ready, you partner on 2, 3, 4, 5 deals, you gain some subject matter expertise, and then you take the training wheels off.
Simple enough.
Simple as that.
It's real partnerships. Simple. Collaboration is greater than competition.
Life is not tennis. Life is basketball. This is team sports. And it takes a village. It takes a village to build a family. It takes a village to build a business. Same thing.
Big gems. Major gems. Look, the 2 to 4 billion dollar man.
Look how you corrected him.
Let me correct myself, right? This is $1 billion worth of game right here. You're giving so much information to our audience. We definitely appreciate you coming on. We know you're a busy guy, so we don't want to keep you on here for 3 hours because we can really
keep going
and keep going.
Because the energy is amazing.
Because your energy is just fantastic. I know you're running your company. How many guys are you people are you employing right now?
Oh gosh, I don't even know anymore. I've lost count. I don't even know, but a lot more than last year. I can tell you that much. But but I'm also the happy father of 3, which is really my life. And one of my favorite things recently, I'll tell you, is my son and my daughter. My youngest daughter Isabella is 2 years old, but Kingston and Victoria, they have their desks set up in the office. So when they come get done with school or summer school, their stuff, they have their desk set up, they do their work. And to me, those are the only 2 employees that I pay much attention to. I'm just kidding. We have an unbelievable team of just brilliant, brilliant people. Most of them smarter than me. Thank God. And that's another thing. Don't be scared to surround yourself with people that you think are smarter than you. And it's a big mistake not to do that. Like, you need to find those subject matter experts, not only in the markets you want to get into, but the subject matter experts within the organization, and finding people that are better. That's what makes a great partnership, is when each person has a different strength and together the synergies create more than what you could have done individually. And that's really one of the keys, not only to business, but also to life.
Yeah, and that's and I asked that question because just the way you started off, right? You started off in college, really no money, grinding, hustling to now billions in real estate, a thriving company, a family. Like you said, behind the scenes, if you can do it, anyone can do it, right? And I think it's just phenomenal what real estate can do for people.
It really can. And what y'all are doing here on, you know, on the show is really wonderful. So I really commend both of you and your team. And I know there's a whole other group of unsung heroes sitting behind these cameras.
Yes, it is.
Right. So shout out to all the people that, you know, that aren't being seen on this show that make everything come together. God knows my business is the exact same way. So
yes.
God bless all of you. Thank you for your time. And
any parting words before you go?
Yeah, let people know where to find you. Any parting words about Austin?
Look, if they want to find me, they can find me. They can find me. My name's right there. One Google search will tell you more than you ever wanted to know.
Any final words on Austin?
Austin's the future of America. Austin's the new Silicon Valley. Hands down, no question, it ain't going nowhere. And there was no real estate market since Manhattan 40 years ago that comes close to what Austin's about to become.
So should we invest in Austin?
Absolutely.
Is Austin going to crash?
Is Austin going to crash? Well, when you live in a cyclical economy, it's a loaded fucking question. So is Austin going to crash? Do you remember when everybody used to say that New York City is going to go down and during COVID, they said this end of New York City?
Yep.
What happened in New York City?
New York City on the way back up.
On the way back up? Or okay.
Look, I mean, New York City from a real estate perspective is always going to be ridiculous, right?
That's not what people say every year. Really? Oh, it's got to go down. It's got to go down. It's got to go down. Sometimes it's got to go. COVID's going to take it down for sure. Proximity is going to be whatever.
Yeah, that's not happening in New York. So you feel Austin is the same?
No, I don't feel. I do math.
Mathematically.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Yeah, actually, one of my accountants, hilarious. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. He's like, actually, Ari, numbers can lie really, really well.
Ari, it's been amazing speaking to you. I'm so glad that you came on our show. You not only shared information about the Austin market, but just gave pure motivation. I just want you to leave us with one more life gem, because I can tell you're a great businessman, but you have that personal development. And I feel like that is the key to your success.
What I'll tell you that's very, very important to me is personal integrity. And what does that mean? What that means is keep the promises that you make to yourself. And by keeping the promises, and we all done it, we're all guilty of it, me included. If we're going to go to the gym tomorrow morning, I'm going to stop, you know, eating that extra slice of pizza. And what happens when you don't keep the promises you make to yourself, you end up creating negative inner dialogues that are more detrimental to your success than any other external factor could be. So I challenge everybody to keep the promises that they make to themselves.
Big gym.
Certified gym dropper.
Certified gym dropper, Ari. Look, we're coming to Austin. We're going to look
you up. I got to come.
Come through. By the way, you come to the airport, I'll pick you up myself.
Oh, that's... Say
no
less.
More. Say no more, brother. We're going to definitely tap in with you.
All right. God bless you all. Y'all have a great day. You got it.
All right, brother.
Ari was amazing.
Look, man, throw some gems in the comments.
He gave us life lessons.
Oh, man.
He knows his numbers. This is a testament of a man that is on a mission.
He's on a mission.
And he is, I mean, it's amazing and beautiful to watch, because we say it all the time, but to have someone come in with different energy and break down his market the way he did, give you guys life advice, you know, even I'm listening. I'm like, he's right.
Look, he said a lot.
He said so much.
He said a lot. We spoke about Austin.
Yes.
He gave us his insight. He gave us numbers.
But the thing about it, it wasn't an opinion. It's numbers.
It was numbers and facts. Right. And that's what we like to hear.
Yes, absolutely.
And the fear mongering is crazy. That's happening.
It's too much.
It's too much. And this guy, look, he's the oracle of Austin real estate. Okay? Forbes magazine called him that.
He didn't say it.
Not me.
And obviously he doesn't even want to hold it up. He's like, listen, this is just what I do.
Yeah. Nah.
This is who I am as a person.
He's an executor.
Nah,
it was good. So we're going to have all his information in the description of this video. So if you want to go follow him, his company, see what he got going on in Austin, you're more than welcome to. And I think this was a phenomenal episode.
This was a great episode.
Gave us a lot of insight on Austin.
And, if you want to invest in Austin, I think you need to go find you a piece of land.
Do your due diligence.
Find you a good realtor. Find you a good team down there. But based on his numbers, it appears to be a good place to invest.
And I think that's anywhere in America. There's always going to be opportunities.
Absolutely.
There's always going to be deals. There's always going to be things out there for you guys to invest in. But just be smart, man. And the gem that I got the most insight out of this was basically, if you want to get in real estate, get license.
Please get your license.
Get license. It doesn't hurt to get licensed.
Never.
You know, what was it he was talking about? Being patient.
When he said being patient,
it's a lot of clips in here.
It's a lot of clips in here. And what I loved about it is being patient, because we always hear this: success loves speed. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up and go.
And it does.
But he's going fast, but
and
slow.
Yeah.
That is what I got from this. And I love that. Going fast, but slow.
You got to go fast, but you got to go slow. And you got to take your time.
Yeah. And the words of Rick Ross, I don't want to move. I want to move correctly.
I want to move correctly.
Yes.
Look, this was an amazing episode. Shout out to all y'all for tapping in.
Appreciate you guys for tapping in.
Throw some gems in the
I
comments.
Think they like it when we together. Listen, I think they like
y'all
want to get MG to start coming back to ATL as
I
much
see
as
this
human.
Is going.
Y'all like it. Y'all like the synergy. The synergy.
The synergy is always there.
And listen, he has to say, I didn't even make him wait. As soon as he said, I'm being town, we need to film tomorrow, I said yes. Didn't even hesitate.
She was on time.
And I came on time early.
Early.
Yes, it's a Kiana. New Kiana. I'm keeping promises to myself.
The four agreements.
Yes.
Part of the four agreements. So look, drop gems in the comment. Make sure you follow me, Kiana, everything that we're doing, Agent Tools for Success, you know, EYL University, and obviously the biggest investment festival
ever
in the world is happening August 5th through 7th in Atlanta. The home of Wakanda.
And he's giving away $25,000.
I'm giving away $25,000.
And I'm giving away some classes. Now let me go look at my sponsors. I think I need to give y'all some money too.
You give us some money
Let me go talk to my sponsors, yeah. You guys. We got to give y'all some money too. Because he can't show me.
I'm giving away $25,000. You got to come to my booth to enter my raffle. 5,000 to five people. It will be announced on my YouTube that Wednesday. So you're going to pull up to my booth 201. It's going to be a whole vibe.
It's going to be a major
vibe. Get your
vibe.
Tickets to InvestFest, man. InvestFest.com. Don't play yourself. I'm trying to tell you.
It's about to be a vibe.
We got Tyler Perry. He don't come outside and talk to nobody.
Ever. He does not come outside.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something. Hold on. Before we finish this episode, I got to talk about Tyler Perry's story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell him all about it.
I have to talk about this, right? Because this man, I don't think you guys understand how much of an icon and a legend that Tyler Perry is. Mm-hmm. Just from him being homeless to, and it's kind of like Ari's story, right? Started with $3,000, has $2 to $4 billion in real estate, right?
Amazing.
But Tyler Perry started homeless and a $12,000, like, you know, he had 12 G's, he bet on himself, it worked out to now him owning 330 acres, right? And the amount of real estate that is on this property with all these studios and these sound stages. The man built a White House on the damn thing. we was in the White House.
He is
like,
I'm so excited to hear him on the panel because I know one thing I know about.
I cannot wait for him.
Because when you come from, you don't build that type of wealth without moving a certain way. And I think all of us want to learn. Like once you learn how to make some money and now you want to learn how to build wealth and leave a legacy. You got to move differently.
You have to move differently.
And it's something about being around that energy. Like, just like Ari said, that proximity, there is power in proximity.
It is.
Which is the main reason why you guys need to come to InvestFest, because there's power in proximity, even just being around like-minded people.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you don't have to be in the VIP, you could be in the audience and feel the energy from your neighbor and the person sitting beside you may be talking about investing and you want to invest. That power of proximity is going to help you elevate your life. And that is what it's about.
Look, I'm inspired. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. This was the most inspirational day that I've had in a very long time. And being on that compound,
I mean, it's a compound.
That shit is a city. It like, is. Like being on that city and seeing Madea's house and seeing the Will Smith soundstage and the Holly Berry and the Oprah soundstage and the Denzel. We went in the Denzel watching soundstage. And I'm like, yo, a black man owns all of this.
Yes.
A black man owns all of this. Dude, what's his name? Steve, who took us on a tour today, he said, yo, you can fit all five of the Hollywood studios in this compound.
Yes.
And still have room.
Yes.
If y'all don't, I'm going to go watch everything Tyler Perry has made just to support what he is doing.
Absolutely, because what he's doing is so major, and I think it gets overlooked sometimes.
What's so major about it is that I'm looking around, I'm seeing nothing but black and brown people.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere. The construction team, everybody. Yes. The amount of people that they employ over at this studio is like, it's Tyler Perry is the GOAT, man.
I'm absolutely trying
to tell you, he is the greatest of all time, and he's going to be at InvestFest. Don't take that lightly. To be able to be in the room and hear this man speak, and you know Troy and Rashad, you know how they're going to get
they're going to get
right?
busy.
It's going to be no fluff. Let me tell you, my guys left there motivated today.
Oh, they doing their research probably right now.
No, they are.
Preparing.
Today was research and development, right? And I'm telling you, this conversation that they're going to have with Tyler is y'all thought Steve Harvey conversation was good?
And that one was great.
And that was amazing. Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve Harvey.
And the whole team over there. But let me tell you, this Tyler Perry conversation is going to be legendary. So please do yourself a tremendous service, and go to investfest.com and get your tickets for InvestFest weekend of August 5th through 7th. You do not want to miss this. All right.
All right.
That's all I got.
Well, you gave me everything you had. Yeah. And we're inspired. We'll be at InvestFest. You know, check out our online training. We have EYL University, have my online training, Agents Who's for Success. And make sure y'all come check us out at our booths. We'll make more announcements on our page. Absolutely. You guys need to be following the Rants and Gems on Instagram. Please like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube.
Yes.
We need as much support as possible. And as a friendly reminder, we are always accepting new sponsors. We have some great people that come onto our show. So if you want to sponsor any of our episodes, please reach out to us.
Yes, reach out to Jordana at rantsandgems.com. Email her, and we'll want to help you expand your reach in your business. All right?
Absolutely.
Make sure you go to podcast audio, like, comment, share, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. Let's make Rants and Gems the #1 real estate podcast in the world. And maybe we'll go live again next week.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll fly back down to Wakanda. Who knows?
Maybe you should. Maybe we should do a Rants and Gems pop-up.
Where at?
I don't know.
In Wakanda?
Or New York? Know. You know what? I don't know. Because I'm like, we're going to challenge y'all. We're going to look at our analytics and see how many followers we got on our page from Atlanta and how many from New York. And whoever has the most wins.
Fair enough.
Because I think we haven't done a pop-up in a while.
We can do a pop-up.
We could do a little pop-up. Just drink some wine.
Drink some wine.
And live, just chat it up.
A live pod.
A live pod. We haven't done it in a while. It's been a while.
Let's do a live pod.
Look, y'all.
who's coming to the live podcast? If you come into the live podcast, put yes in the comment.
Put yes in the comment. We're going to work on it. But y'all got to follow the Rants and Gems page. Give us some support. Make sure you give us some 5-star reviews on all audio podcasts on Apple, Spotify. We need as much as possible so we can pour back into you guys. Let us know that you enjoy what we're doing.
That's a fact.
All right.
All right, guys. So look, we out of here. Tap in with us. If we put it in the comments, yes, if you want us to do a live pop-up.
Yes, it's a pop-up.
A pop-up, right? It's not going to be big. A little pop-up.
Just a little pop-up.
You know, if you want us to pull up in the city.
A little razzle-dazzle. Oh, y'all know I'm always with
Oh, my God. This girl gonna be coming floating and shit. That's what that means, y'all. She about to be floating through the pop-up.
With a
fucking cape. And it's gonna be wind blowing and shit. And it's gonna be hot as hell, but the wind gonna be blowing since she walked in.
Shout out to my team that blows the wind.
The wind blowers will be in the building.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up this episode and say, based on our expert, Ari, Austin market will not crash. The Austin market is going to continue to rise.
You heard it from the expert.
Listen to the numbers, follow the data.
Do your due diligence and do your own research.
All of that. And thank you guys for listening to another incredible episode of the Rants and Gems Show.
All right, y'all. We out of here. We love y'all. InvestFest.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be a movie.
That's it.
Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.